This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Lansing Lugnuts infielder Johnny Aiello. Johnny, we've seen you at third base. How many positions have you played in baseball in your life?
That is a good question. Say everywhere but catch. Yeah, I can't catch, but I can do pretty much anything else. I don't know if I can do them well, but I've played them before.
How were you as a pitcher?
I was pretty good. I pitched in high school, and I was going to pitch at Wake. But then I tore my elbow, so I ended up getting surgery and then stopped pitching.
I mean, that stops your infielding, outfielding career, too, with the arm. Like, how much did that put you on the shelf?
Yeah, I was out for a year, and my elbow didn't really feel 100% until about a year and a half.
Yeah. But was that when you were diagnosed? Was it a surprise, or did you say, I think I know what happened?
No, I definitely knew. I tore it when I was pitching, and I just went from there and had Tommy John surgery.
So. When was the first time, however old you were, that you realized that you were a good baseball player?
I'd say probably 10 years old is when I started to excel a little bit. And I always worked with my dad, so he always pushed me to be better.
How good was he?
He was a good player in high school, and then he joined the Marine Corps out of high school. So,
how many other sports did you play?
I played basketball and soccer. Retired from soccer when I was like 13, and then played freshman year of high school in basketball.
What position?
Soccer, defense, and some goalie. Wasn't very good. And then basketball, small forward or power forward.
At what point did Wake Forest discover you?
Freshman year, started looking there, and then I committed. It was the fall of my sophomore year, and then I committed spring of my sophomore year.
Was it a tough decision?
No, that was actually the first school I visited, and I loved it from the start, and it was a pretty easy decision.
What was it about Wake?
Obviously it's a really good school, and love the campus, and I really liked how it was an up-and-coming program, and kind of just fell in love with the facilities, campus, the academics is great, and then the coaches are awesome.
You had a brilliant sophomore year at Wake Forest. Did you know entering that year, this year is going to be hugely productive?
No. I mean, I obviously expected to do well, but I wasn't setting any statistical goals. I just went out and tried to help the team win. That was an awesome team. We had a lot of good players, so that helped out for sure.
That year, was there something that you had done to prepare yourself? Is that a mechanical thing? Is it work that you had put in the off season? What came together?
Well, I mean, I usually work about the same every off season. I work hard, and I think the swing was really good that year. And like I said, we had good players all around, so I mean, that helped too. But yeah, I don't really know. That's trying to get back to having that swing and that aggressive approach. So.
How did you make Team USA?
It was actually after our last game. We were on the bus going back, and my coach just said I had an invite. So that's all I know.
All right. So what was the next step after that invite?
Yeah, and the USA team's in Cary, North Carolina. So I just trained at Wake for a couple weeks and went to Cary. And then there's like a week of scrimmages and inter-squads, and then we started playing other teams like, I think Chinese Taipei, and I think maybe Cuba, I'm pretty sure. That was pretty cool. And then a couple other teams.
Did you have a favorite part of that whole experience?
I think just being a part of that team as a whole is pretty special. Putting on that jersey is awesome. So I was really fortunate to be able to do that.
Were there any guys you met that summer that you've stayed in touch with?
Wouldn't say stay in touch all the time, but there's definitely a couple guys that I'll talk to every once in a while.
We see you from Wake. Nick Podkul is a Notre Dame guy. From North Carolina, Josh Hyatt.
And Kobe.
And Kobe at Florida State. Yeah. So we've got four different ACC teams.
Yeah.
How many matchups did you have? Let's take Kobe and Josh as pitchers. How many matchups did you have against Kobe Johnson?
I think just a couple at bats against Kobe and a couple of bats against Josh. We didn't play UNC too much. I guess we played him six games total, but we didn't face Josh the first time. We faced him this past year. And then Kobe, I think, was hurt for a little bit, but we faced him this past year as well.
did you all get together for the first time at the draft minicamp, or was there a time that you all got together and talked ACC?
Not really. We haven't really. Pod and I talk about the college days a little more than the other guys.
You said that you're trying to get back to your sophomore year, and I was talking to Hunter Mintz about you. Is there something about that, whether it's mental, whether it's mechanical, that can lead you in those steps the right direction?
Yeah, I think the combination of both, having an aggressive mindset and swinging at the right pitches is key, and then mechanically, yeah, just working on some things to sync my swing up and have it all work together.
We started talking defense. This is the offensive side. Is there a facet to the game that you take extra pride in?
I think the most important thing is being a good teammate and working as hard as I can and also trying to get others better. So that's the main thing. And then, I mean, I just try to work as hard as I can in all aspects of the game.
Your coach is teaching guys how to be a better teammate. Who taught you how to be a good teammate?
Yeah, that'd be my dad, and he's always been my coach since I was little. Yeah, he's always been a role model and the guy I look up to.
And lastly, with Johnny Aiello, besides baseball, what else do you really enjoy?
I love fishing, so I'll go back home and fish with some of my buddies. Yeah, I've always been super into fishing, so that's the main thing.
We had a guy last year who had tons of rod and reels. How many do you have?
Back home, probably like 6. Not too crazy, but.
Johnny, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Lansing Lugnuts third baseman Johnny Aiello. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.